Okay, continue. All right. All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming on board tonight and giving up your hour. Renee is our webmaster, Zoom master tonight. She'll be letting folks in as they come in. She'll probably be muting you. I want to introduce the presenters for the evening. We have our membership chair, Renee Cirillo. Her vice chair is Robin Bridson. Our communications chair is Linda Prispasniak. And our marketing PR chair is Robin Bridson. Multifunctional we are. So the goal of the Zoom this evening is to introduce plans by these committees to increase membership growth by 5% each year and aim for stabilizing our membership based on a May 30th total each year. Communications and marketing working together can facilitate membership growth and improve our visibility via increased media coverage, recognition of activities, and New York State Women Inc. messages. So I will turn it over to Renee. She'll be jumping in at times, but Robin is going to take the lead on the membership this evening. And it's up. This meeting is in hers and Linda's control. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. I did prepare a slide because that's what I do. So I'm going to share my screen. It's just one or two slides, I promise. Okay, so the first thing we wanted to talk about is membership. And without membership, there can be no New York State Women Inc. And so we have brainstormed and come up with a lot of ideas and ways that we can help you and support you and learn from you. And so I'd like to just share a couple with them and then we'll be talking about the plan. So to start with, we have to make sure that we provide value and we have to communicate the benefits of this value to our members. And one of the things that is very obvious is that we have chapters all over the state and we are all different. Chapters are all different. They have different locations. They have different things that are important to their community. And so a one size fits all membership plan is not going to work. It will not work. So what we are going to do is, it's a little bit further down, but have a lot of different ideas that you can pick from and that you can tailor and tweak and whatever you need to do to help it work for you, put things together. So we want to make sure that we provide value, communicate the benefits. So we want to make sure that we all know what the New York State Women Inc. is, okay? Have an elevator pitch that if someone says, well, what does that group do? You don't have to go, so you want to have something ready. So we're going to help with that as well. Another thing that's of great value is we have, I don't have the exact number, but I will figure it out. But we have thousands and thousands and thousands of years of experience within our organization. We're not thousands of years old, but cumulatively, we've got all this experience. So if you can, be a mentor to someone. And if you want one, get mentored. Okay. Buddy up with someone that's done what you've done, or maybe you're interested in a specific state office or you're interested in doing something, reach out and find some mentors and we can help you with that. Number three, get to know the website and use it. There are so many resources on the website that will help the local chapters, that will help your officers, that will help you to do different things. And we're going to be adding a lot more to them as we go. But get to know the website and use it. And to help facilitate that, in the September communicator, we will be putting in a link to a website scavenger hunt. And what the members can do is you can do it as the whole chapter. You can do it as an individual, but you need to go to the website and you need to find things. And then prizes and stuff like that. Not a new car or a new house or anything like that, obviously, but something fun just to have some competition. So get to know the website. what membership is going to do is going to reach out to the chapters and see how you're doing and be there for you and what questions do you have and how can we help you. We also are going to reach out to chapters for things that they've done and collaborations they've made and put those together in the next idea, which is the cafeteria plan of ideas. And so at conference, President Jackie had reached out to the local area local chapter presidents to say, what did you do this year? What worked? And she shared a lot of that with us. So we've compiled that. And we're also going to keep asking, what are you doing? What's working for you? Did you collaborate with the chamber? Did you do a day in picking up trash, or did you volunteer together? Did you wear your New York State Women's shirts and get the word out? Did you march in a parade? What are some of the things that you did? Because other chapters will be able to see that and then say, hey, we could do that, maybe a little bit different or something like that. So those are some of the things we want to do. So this cafeteria plan of ideas is going to be a living, breathing document that's going to have all different types of things for small chapters, for larger chapters, for one-day events, for multi-day events, for in and out kind of things. But you get to pick and choose whatever you want. We're not going to say you must do all of these things. What works for you? What works for your group? Also, we want to do a membership drive and healthy competition, not unhealthy competition, but have a membership drive. And we want all of the chapters to grow. And this healthy competition, it will, if your chapter has 10 members and you gain one new member, that's an increase of 10%, okay? So, different sizes and everything, but we're going to talk about that as the year goes on as well. Other things that we're going to do, we'd like you to showcase your members at your meetings and in your newsletters and in our newsletters and in social media. It provides value to the member because they're giving up their time to come be with you, and so help share what it is they're doing. We all went through a lot of tough times this past year and a half, and with COVID and not getting out. And so this can help promote your members, promote their businesses as well. We're also going to, sorry, my computer says it's too hot here. Hold on. Okay, sorry. We're also going to be doing some trainings, some micro training, small bits. You don't want to sit and listen to someone for 3 hours talk about something, but you might sit for 10 minutes or 15 minutes and different things. So we're going to have different ideas of things that you can attend or have them on video, and you can watch them when it's good for you. Also, be active. We want you to be active. We've been very quiet. We haven't been able to go out. Some of us have been getting together via Zoom. Some chapters haven't done anything because their members don't Zoom and you don't feel safe going out yet. So what can we do? We want to be able to be a little more active and be flexible. If you try something and it doesn't work, that's okay. You tried it. So let's try something else. Maybe change it up just a little bit. But we're going to have lots of ideas. You're going to want to make sure you keep an eye on the website, keep an eye on the social media, keep an eye on the publications that we have, the Communicator and the Nike. Things are going to be out there. Watch for your email. If we reach out to you, let us reach out to you, right? Okay. I am not a phone call person really. So I probably won't be calling you, but I might email you and reply back and say, hey, I'm doing great. Or, hey, I will call. Let's have a coffee chat or something like that. But so these are just some of the ideas that we have. But the big thing is that we're all in this together and we all can learn from each other, and we need to promote what we do best. And that's be there for women. So we want to be able to recruit new members, but we also want to retain the members that we have. Okay. So that's just a smattering of some ideas, but I just wanted to share those with you. At this point, I would like to open it up. If people have questions or you think I'm full of bunk, tell me. I won't cry. Anybody thoughts?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
All right. So you've given us a lot of terrific ideas. I love the micro trainings, especially for board meetings, since those will be on Zoom. So I think those are good ideas. How will you be reaching out with the elevator? Are you creating the elevator speech? Because I've tried to create one and I would love to have one given to me. How will you be doing that? And how will you be reaching out to the locals or the membership, the local presidents, the region directors about these?
Okay, that's a good question. We're going to be utilizing the communicator. We're going to be utilizing email. The leadership directory is in its final stages. I just got a new person list. So we're going to be putting that out there. We'll be reaching out based on what that is. We're going to host a workshop on creating an elevator pitch.
Good.
And in this workshop, we'll be doing it together.
Okay.
What does it mean for you? Because it doesn't have to be the same elevator pitch for every chapter.
Right.
Because as I said before, we're all different. But as long as you have the tenets of what New York State Women is, the mission and vision, and then tailor it for what's going to work in your area. But we're definitely going to be reaching out via email, perhaps phone call, probably not by me, but things like that. That's a great question, Jackie.
Thank you.
Yeah, really with the elevator pitch, it's got to be something that can roll off your tongue without even thinking about it.
Right. Yeah.
So it's really something to think about. Why are you passionate about the organization? And that's where the pitch is going to come from, is your passion.
Perfect. Right. Definitely. Anyone else? Other thoughts? I see something in the chat. Yes. Good, Pat. That's perfect.
I have another question, of course.
Yeah, sure.
This is a terrific PowerPoint. Will we be able to send it to the participants or send it out to region directors? Could I send it out to the local presidents, region directors, and standing committees as a result of this particular Zoom meeting? And stay tuned.
Sure. What I would actually recommend is this meeting is being recorded. So once the recording is done, I can give you this as a PDF and you can send a link to the recording and this handout. And they'd have it right there. They could watch it. They could even, maybe show it at a chapter meeting or something like that. You know, whatever they want to do.
Okay. It's being recorded. You'll send me the link with the PowerPoint. Wonderful.
Linda P has a question.
Yes, who are you going to be contacting at the various chapters? I mean, should the chapter be giving you a name of a contact person, or are you just going to automatically send it to the president?
Well,
have you any ideas how to do that?
Yeah, when the new officer list was put together, one of the boxes was who's in charge of membership. I would reach out first to the president, the chapter president. And if I didn't hear back from them, I would possibly reach out to other officers as well. But I would hope that it would going to the president would be a start. And they could say, well, Sue is our membership person. Why don't you reach out to her? Or Alice is our second VP. Why don't you reach out to her? She'll spearhead this. Great. Linda P and then Alexandria. Linda P?
Linda P, did you have something to say?
Yep, she's frozen at this point. So we're going to go to Alexandria.
Hi. So I guess with my question would be, we're running into, I guess, a lot of issues with Zoom calls now, being that there are a lot of new mandates in New York City. So it's affecting the Staten Island chapter a lot. And I know for me, for work, we're on Zoom calls a lot during the day. And sometimes it's hard to get people to get on the Zoom calls at night. So do you have any suggestions as far as how to entice people to come on the Zoom calls to make our meetings a little more entertaining, or, you know, any suggestion that you may have to help us?
That's a great question. And I know that a lot of us are zoomed out. What I have found is that if you start the meeting with sort of like a, can't think of the word, like an icebreaker kind of thing, maybe a getting to know you, or, and make it so that it's not going to be solid listening to people. You want to have some interaction on Zoom. There, you can do things like polling. There's other software out there that you can have in things that are interactive. On one of my groups, this is silly, but you can make it so that people can annotate on the screen. And so what I usually do when the meeting's getting started, I put up a coloring page, and then I let everybody color while the while everybody's gathering and just chatting and just having a good old time or something. And it, so there's different things, and I can come up, that's a great idea. I'll come up with a list of ways to make Zoom not.
Thank you. Like, we've tried different trivias, especially when it's like a holiday, we've done that. Mm-hmm. We're trying to come up with new ideas moving forward because, you know, they're putting new mandates on the city here. So it's not safe for us really to meet in person. So we seem to be losing people that way through Zoom because, you know, they feel like it's not as engaging or as social as you would be in person.
Right.
But it's hard to bring the social aspect back to Zoom. So that's why I figured maybe I would ask you if you had some kind of idea to help us with that.
Nope. That's a great idea. And I will capture some of those.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to add something in here. There seems to be a lot of Buffalo people having connection issues. We do have a storm moving in, so yes, it is going in and out. So just
okay.
Listen the best you can. We're recording.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna just check the chat for a second. Okay. Okay, so Karina says, for Alexandria, can you meet a little earlier at a park instead of a dinner meeting? I guess it would depend on the mandates that are going on as well.
They're instituting new mandates, whether you're vaccinated or not, in the next couple of weeks in New York City. And some people still don't feel comfortable meeting, even if they are vaccinated. So that's something else that we're running into. We had a brunch in July and we only had 9 members show.
Okay.
So we're running into a couple of those issues, getting people together.
Yeah, I know some of the
chapters. It's going to be a problem everywhere though. Because I mean, even here in Buffalo, they're starting to have more mask mandates and there's talks of other things. So it's going to be something that every chapter is going to have to be very flexible with probably for the rest of the year. You know,
in New York City, they're starting to mandate that if you're not vaccinated, you can't do anything indoors.
Yep.
So we're running into a bunch of different issues. So it seems that we're going to be on Zoom for a little while. So trying to come up with different ideas, or maybe like a fundraiser. We thought of maybe doing like a Blingo thing to try to bring people more on the call. So that's something that we're running into.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Other questions or thoughts or? Okay. Well, that's what I had. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you. We'll turn it go over to Linda P. for communications, or Robin, were you going to continue with marketing?
Well, I was going to let Linda go and then I was going to piggyback.
Okay.
I'm not sure if Linda can talk or not. She's one of them with a bad internet connection. Any chance Catherine might be able to pipe in? I know she's hanging out here.
I don't really have anything to say because I was not part of that meeting. So I would like to suggest that people send their information to Nike to the PR email because the theme for the September issue is resources for women. So if there's something happening in your area, if your chapter's doing something that can be considered a resource for women, either working women or retirees, or perhaps people that are in nursing homes. But that's what the September issue is going to be about.
Great. So we have two publications that are one of the ways that we get information out. We've got the Communicator, which goes out monthly. Okay, and then we've got the Nike, which goes out quarterly. And Linda just put in the chat, Communicate. Yes, Communicator is an important tool. You want to use it. You want to read it because that's where a lot of information is. And make sure your members know about it. And if you have members that can't get email or something like that, see if you could maybe print it out and snail mail it to them or bring it to them. And even at your meetings, their Communicator would have come out. And so you would then at the meeting say, hey, I hope everybody got to see the Communicator. Did you see that there's going to be this contest and there's going to be a meeting in October on such and such and these workshops are coming up and everything. So share it, talk it up.
Okay. The other thing I'll say too is some people say, well, I haven't gotten the Communicator. I changed email addresses, you know, something's gone on. Right on the homepage of the website, you can put your name and your email address in and that gets you on the Communicator list. So anybody in your chapter that says they're not getting it, just make sure they fill out those three fields, first name, last name, and email address, and then you'll be on the list for the Communicator. The other thing to do is make sure they look in their junk mail, especially with AOL and Yahoo email addresses. There's nothing we can do to correct those problems. So if you find, you can go look for it in your junk mail folder.
Robin, what's the deadline for the Nike, September Nike?
Yeah.
Catherine?
It was actually July, but I will be more than happy to take things to say August 30th.
Thank you.
Catherine, do you have the deadlines? Could you tell them the deadlines for the future Nikes and if you have themes decided yet?
We don't have themes decided.
Okay.
I can tell you that the December Nike, the deadline is September 15th. So let's just go to that point.
September 15th is the Nike deadline for December.
For December.
Yeah. September 15th is deadline for December.
Correct.
Okay.
So Linda has been putting some things in the chat. She wants things like, does it work for you in your chapter? What would you like to see in the Communicator? So you want to make sure that you share that. And then also we'll be doing a survey to ask about things. Do you like graphics? What programs do you want? Okay. So
I know that I had been sent a comment by one of our members that when she prints it out, sometimes it doesn't, it prints it out on 8.5 by 11 paper, but not everything is on the paper. It runs off. And right. Sometimes people say that the print is so small or it's so big.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not something we can control because the email is not really meant to be printed. So yeah,
it's a function of your computer and your printer. So they have to internally figure out what they're doing.
One of the things that I can try to do is when I get the Communicator, I can magic wand it and then post it on Facebook. No, I don't want to do that, actually. I don't want to do that because then it's out to everybody. And that's not, yeah, no. Okay, we'll figure something out. But there is a way that you could just copy and then paste it into a Google Doc or a Word doc or something and blow it up if you need to or shrink it down. The question is, should we have the Communicator on the website? I think if we had it in the member only section.
It's actually, unless we start paying for it, there is no way to actually put it on the website because we do not have anything archived. Once it's out there, it's pretty much gone.
Okay, good. Thank you.
But we as members, local chapter presidents or region directors could certainly keep copies of the email when we receive the Communicator and in another folder where we can refer back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Anything else on that? Pat Fanning, are you?
Robin.
Hold on. Pat Fanning first and then Robin Allen.
Oh, I was just waving goodbye to somebody.
Oh.
Never mind.
Okay, Robin Allen.
You want to increase the membership by 5%. So what's our membership at?
So that would be 15, retaining everyone we have and getting 15 new members this year.
And I'll say we've already gotten two.
Okay, keeping what we have.
What's
and gaining
15? What do you mean 15?
15 new members.
That is we need 15 new members.
Yes.
Right now, today, we have 307 active members.
Thanks.
And 87 lapsed.
Okay.
So local presidents need to contact those members they haven't seen in a while at their meetings on Zoom. They, you know, why aren't they coming? Check your lapsed members.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that they just don't like PayPal, or they just forgot, or they're having family issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and reaching out to them. So the starting point is we're using the May 30th numbers, where May 30th, the membership was 309. On May 30th, that's what we talked about at the last meeting. So it's May 30th to May 30th.
So we need 15 new members.
We've already got two.
Yeah.
So we need 13.
Okay.
But let's go for 15 anyways.
Yeah. And if we had one new member from every local, we'd have about 23 new members.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that would be great. But the thing is, you need to retain too. So,
yes. Okay.
Good. Okay. Did you want to go into PR and marketing?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. So I'm just going to share my screen one more time. One of the things that we will be working on is updating our marketing materials with the new mission and vision, and also the new chapters, reorganizing that as well. So we'll have marketing materials and we'll share them so that everyone knows where they can get them, how they can order them if they want to, if they want to get them printed themselves, how to get the files and everything. So updating our marketing materials, making sure that everyone understands the proper logo and how to use the colors and make sure that it's the consistent for that, the branding. We also are going to work on the sample documents that are on the website. I'm going to pause this for a second. And I just want to take you out to the member area for those, some of you that haven't been there in a while, and others of you just humor me for a moment. When you log in to the member area, there's so much that is out here, but one of the areas is the New York State Women Marketing. And if I just click on this, this shows me, it has our marketing plan, it has press release tips and samples, logos, do's and don'ts. Let's say you want to do a flyer and you're like, we have a logo? I didn't realize we had a logo that I could use. I was just sort of copying and pasting kind of thing. Over on the left-hand side, your chapter logos, and you click on your chapter. This is Buffalo Niagara. Here's it in black and white. Here it is in color. Simply right click on it and you can either save the image or copy the image and whatever you need to do for that. We also have it for the regions as well.
The ones listed at the top of that page are what your an actual printer is going to require. So they're not something that most of you are going to be able to open up on your own computers. but just send it to the printer company and they'll handle it.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. So we also have it for the region. We have a visual identity guidelines. What logo should I use? What are the colors? All of this stuff that you have. Marketing materials. And these are the things that we're going to be updating once everything gets finalized. But there's applications, there's referral cards, there's postcards, all different things that you can get if you want something like that. One of the other things that I definitely recommend is, and I don't have one here, a little postcard. No, that's not a postcard, a little business card. And what you can do on it is you can put your name and contact information and the date of your next meeting or how it's going to be. And then when you meet someone or run into someone, you can hand them that. Say, hey, we're having a meeting next Tuesday. You should join us or something. So that's a good tool. So these are a lot of things that we're going to be working on updating, but they're all right out here for you. I'm just going to check the chat for a second.
So these are all going to be updated with
As necessary. Not all of them need to be, but some might. But they also give you ideas that if you if you were creative yourself, that you could make something like this. Okay. So this is just an example of some of the different things. The other thing that I did want to point out is under the MOI, Manual of Instruction, it's got a lot of information about the different committees and everything like that. But the big thing down at the bottom, it has your toolkit. And in the toolkit, if you're a brand new president, here's a local chapter agenda. Maybe you've never done an agenda before or some of these different things. There's also letters that we're going to be working on, these letters to make them more current. But if you've got a lapsed member, you might want to send them an email. It gives you some wording for that.
Hey, Robin.
Hello.
Ramona has a question.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Ramona, you got to unmute yourself. She might be frozen too. All right, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. But so there's a lot of things out there. We are going to be working on press releases. So let's say you're coming to conference in June, we will have a press release for you that you can then send to your local paper or however you get the word out that you just fill in the blanks. Okay. Sue, Linda, and Ramona attended from the Buffalo Niagara chapter, attended the New York State Women, whatever kind of thing. These are some of the things that were talked about. That way you'll be able to share that information, get the word out, make people want to say, hey, that's a really cool organization. I think I want to join. Okay, but there's a lot of tools and resources out there. And yes, we're going to be updating those. Did I mention I was on vacation up until yesterday? Okay.
We have another question too, Alexandra. Good.
Yes, go for it.
Do we have like a sample letter that we can give to potential new members explaining a little bit about the organization rather than just handing them an application or something we can email them to give them some information rather than just saying like, go visit the website and read about it?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. We have little cards, like postcards and things, but that's a great idea to have sort of text blocks on the website that you can just pull and place into an email or something like that. I'm writing that down.
Because our new PR chair knows some people at some of the colleges in Staten Island, and we were trying to recruit some of the younger members in, mm-hmm. and we felt like maybe there was some kind of flyer or something we could leave at the college for when they start school back up. So that way there's a way for them to contact us, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. us being there without actually being there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. We do have postcards and things, but we can also work on that as well. Come up with some text blocks and some flyer things. Yep. Perfect.
Some of that too is going to have to be chapter specific. Because each one of the chapters does such different things. Some are focused on community, some are focused on professional development. So mm-hmm. you could take some general information from the state level, but then you're going to need to customize it with what does your chapter do? What is your
hot topics? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. And so that we're going to update the sample documents on the website. Use social media if that works for you. We have a state Facebook page, and I know that local chapters have different Facebook pages. So when we put things out there, share it to your page. And when you put things out there, we'll try to grab it and share it to ours, and then post to your personal page. Hey, this group that I'm in is doing this fundraiser, or this group that I'm in is doing this event or something, to your people, to attract people as well. But we're starting to work on the social media area as well. Utilize the website. Big thing with the website is that a couple of you were wondering how to find the tonight's event. And if you go to events on our regular website, I'm not even logged in, it's regular old website. If I go to events, it's going to give you the event calendar. And these are the different things that are coming up. So this is where you are now.
It's and also you can right click on your homepage, and you're not sharing your screen.
Dang.
I think Robin Allen has a question. Either that or she's waving at something.
No. Patty Walsh, look at the chat, please.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm going to go back. Okay, I'm home.
It's on the homepage too, yeah.
So on the homepage, down towards the bottom, you see the different upcoming events, okay? You also can go up to events at the top here, and in the calendar, you're also going to see them. And back in my previous job, I used to travel all over the state. And what I would do is I went to Buffalo a couple of times too. I would go and say, oh, I'm going to be in, well, let's go, let's pretend. I'm going to be in the Tri-County area on that day. Maybe I can go to their event or something like that. What you want to do is you also want to make sure that if you are having an event, even if it's just a membership meeting, a regular meeting or something, that you put it on this calendar. And how you do that is very simple. You just click on submit an event. You say it is a chapter event. You put your chapter name in. You fill out the things that are in red. Fill out other things if you'd like. Contact person, contact email, and hit submit. You will get confirmation that you've submitted it. It will go onto the calendar in a timely fashion, and it'll be out there for other people to find, because this is a way to market yourselves, okay? Sort of got off topic. I don't know where I was. Oh yeah, sorry. So just the websites and, you know, different publications, make sure you use them. So and I see Ramona's hands waved. If you have something that you want to go into the communicator or the Nike, send it to PR@nyswomeninc.org. And that will get distributed to certain people, and then they'll take care of that. Ramona, are you there? Yep, you're muted.
Hang on, my phone is ringing, just ignore it. But I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry, because I didn't understand a word you said anytime you were screen sharing. Totally gobbledygook, which is unfortunate, because I wanted to ask about that logo. I was not aware, even though you go to that and you get the logo, we can't use it for anything. It has to go to a printer, and only a printer can use it. Is that the way it works?
Nope. So the ones you see on the webpage, the one that's black and white and the one that's in color, if you simply right click on it, you're able to save it as a JPEG or something like that. And you can use it in anything that you want to. The ones that were at the top are the higher quality that a printer company would need to do your digital stuff.
Okay, because I missed all that, and I mean, lots of really good information. So either it's my computer or the storm or whatever. The only ones that were coming through clear were Catherine Smith and Renee, and most everybody else just totally garbled. So maybe the recording will be good. Thank you.
Recording will be perfect.
Good. Thanks.
Other questions? Jackie?
Okay, so I have something, an event And I want it to go into both the communicator and the Nike. So I would send it to the PR at nyswomeninc.org.
Well,
nyswomeninc.org.
It's in the chat.
It's in the chat.
It's in the chat. Now, it's in the chat.
Okay. Now, okay. So, but then in the email with the information, it would, if I wanted to go in the communicator and the Nike, in the subject line of the email, it would be info for both communicator and Nike.
Sure.
And it will go, or does someone make a decision that no, it will go in the communicator and not the Nike?
Well, the communication chair ultimately has, you know, blessing rights for that. Some things are more appropriate in the communicator because it comes out monthly versus the Nike, which is quarterly. So if you're having something next month, putting it in the Nike won't work. But what you also want to do is you want to put it, you want to submit it to the website.
Right.
Yes. But other things that will go into the communicator and the Nike are, is you installed your officers and you got pictures, or you did, you partnered up with the Chamber of Commerce and you held a candidate forum, you know, something like that. Those are great things to go into the Nike and just showcase a lot of the things that you do.
When you send it to the PR email too, some of the stuff will end up on the website or social media. I kind of pick through stuff that's appropriate to put out there and stick it on Facebook or a website.
Yep. Other thoughts or questions?
It's getting quiet. Yeah, I think that the key is with marketing, because I was part of the committee that did the original marketing plan back in 2016. And the thing that kind of surprised me and why it didn't work as well as we had hoped is that the chapters are so different. So it's, you really have to be unique to your chapter and promote how you function as a chapter and what you do, what your main purpose is. Is there are no two chapters that are doing the same things or focusing on the same stuff. So it's really unique to your particular chapter. So it's not that at the state level, you know, we're ignoring it. It's just almost impossible to have a blanket marketing plan for everything out there.
Right. We can give ideas and the branding, but as far as you need to make it your own in order to attract your area. Jackie?
How many members are on the membership committee? Other than we know every member should be, but how many members are doing this work at the state level?
And Robin. Well,
that's right.
We're recruiting.
Right.
If anyone would like to be part of the marketing either the marketing committee or the membership committee, reach out. In the leadership directory that will be coming out very shortly, it will have a list of all of your chairs of all of the committees, and you want to share that with your chapters and see does someone have a passion for advocacy? Sure, they're going to reach out to Sue Beller. Does someone have a passion for finance? They'd reach out to finance and things. But so marketing, membership, and everything.
And communications, Linda, you've got you for the communicator. We've got Catherine and Joyce for Nike. Who else is helping with communications? You're muted. Or you're going to type it.
Oh, she says Sue Maker.
Sue is the Nike business manager. And I'm going to say that Renee does a tremendous amount with social media. So there you go. Renee, you're now on that committee.
Yep. And Lisa's
on the website.
So again, the point is, and anybody that's watching this, and then when I send the Zoom link out or the link out to the recording, any of your members that want to help out as membership and communications, give them a yell. Your local chapter member officer should have a membership chair in your local chapter.
Other questions?
I'll add in there too, if all the chapters, we'll say 90% of the chapters all have Facebook pages. I set them up for most of the chapters. So if your chapter has one and you don't know who can post to it or manage it, just reach out to me and ask, and I can add anybody who needs to be added to the chapter Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm. There also is on the website a list of all of the Facebook pages that we know of, that as members, it would be great if you would like them all. And then that way you'll get notified when they do something, and you might say, "Hell, that sounds like a great idea. We could do that too," or something.
We haven't gotten a lot of questions tonight.
No, but we might get more questions when this recording goes out to the LPs and the region directors so that they can share it with their membership.
Yeah. And another thing, if you did want to keep the chat, because the chat has a lot of great information from Linda about communications, if you go down to the chat in the bottom corner, there's some... First, open up the chat and then go to the bottom corner, and there's some dots and you can choose save chat. It won't save private messages. It'll only save the public messages. But what it'll do is it'll put it all into a little text file for you, and you could just review it or something like that. Jackie?
Alexandria, this is a question for you. You put in the chat, your new Facebook page for Staten Island is under New York State Women Staten Island. Is it a different Facebook page than what was there?
Yes. So the person that was running the other Facebook page doesn't have access to it anymore. And we couldn't have the password reset. We were having a lot of issues with it. So we just created a new page. So that's what the new title is.
So it's okay.
So yeah, you'll have to send the URL over.
Okay.
That also means we lost access to it now.
I didn't hear what you said, Renee.
I said that means we lost access to it at the state level.
And that's what I'm wondering. If they recreated it, did we lose access?
Yes, we did.
Well, I could send it to you and then just let me know how to do that so we can give you the access to it.
Okay. I'll take the other one down then.
I'm not sure if State set up the original one.
I did, because I had no idea how to do it.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know that Rosemary was working on it and we couldn't reset it, and it was hooked up to her AOL email.
Yep.
Okay. All right, then Renee, you'll take care of getting that link back. Okay. Thank you.
We have a new email address for the chapter. Should we be using that in conjunction with our Facebook page so that we don't get into a mess like
you
we
can't.
Did?
You can't.
Facebook. That's how it's set up, Elaine.
Oh, okay.
It's set up through our Gmail.
Oh, it is set up through our Gmail.
Yeah, it is set up through the Gmail.
Oh, okay, good.
Did you create a phony profile?
Well, we used Elaine's name and just made the Gmail for New York State Women. And then set it up that way. So Elaine has two Facebook pages.
Hey, this is being recorded, so just so you know.
From moment to moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you have questions afterwards or just want to, you know, run some ideas, please reach out to us. We're here for you. We've been doing this for a while, so.
Robin and Renee and Linda, the leadership directory, I know it's coming out. Would you give your email address, the address you want people to contact you at? Can you give that, put that in the chat or say it now? So yes. When this recording is being viewed.
Yep.
And when the recording is viewed, is saved and sent, the link to me, when I send it out, then the chats will be included?
Yep, they'll be watching it, yep.
Okay. So, Sorrel, Renee's got her email there, and Robin's putting hers. Linda's got hers. Hi, Kitty. Where you been all day? I feel so sorry for my long-haired cat. Robin?
Hi, a question for Alexandria, because you probably are the youngest one here. Region 6 is in charge of emblems, and we're planning a company store. And we do have some wearables, membership pins, coffee mugs and things. Is there anything that you'd like to see our logo on? Any kind of a shirt or bag or purse type thing?
I mean, I think that's a good idea. I think anything that's going to be useful, especially now, like I think shirts are always a great idea. Tote bags, especially now here, you have to pay for the bags when you go grocery shopping. So I think that's a good idea to do it with the tote bags. I think anything, you know, like the things that go on the back of the phones, sometimes that's popular, especially somebody like me that's in business, that, you know, you want to have your business card quickly accessible. You know, I could definitely think of some ideas and shoot you an email of anything else I come up with.
Right.
Robin, do you want to put your email in the chat?
Yep.
Thanks.
If there's anything that anyone would like to see in the new company store, any particular items, with new technology, I'm often, not always, but I'm often able to do smaller quantities rather than the usual 250. I sometimes can do 25 or even one. So if there's something that you'd like to see, let me know.
Robin, can you do it again? You've got two @s in there.
Oh.
And is it .com or .co?
.co.
.co. Perfect.
The email listed in the directory is the Gmail. And I'm not opposed to putting another chapter's, someone else's branded items, because I know chapters sometimes do that. I'm not opposed to doing that, but we do have to consider shipping issues and the finances of it. So that's open for discussion, because I can't have someone in Messina ordering a shirt that, you know, Bay Ridge or Staten Island is doing, and then they take 2-3 weeks for shipping, you know, would have to go out promptly. So we would have to just go over some of those specific issues. Otherwise, I'm open to whatever anyone wants to do.
Robin, where do we find a list of the things that you're offering?
I'm planning to have the company store open by the end of September.
Okay. And we'll receive it where? On the website or by email or what?
It will be, that's a good question.
More
because it will have something about New York State in the head of it, but it will link to a part of my website. So what I can call it, I guess, I'll have to talk with legal and blah, 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 what I can actually call it.
Okay.
Yeah, good question.
We'd like to see everything you have and get an idea.
Sure, I can't carry everything in my body bag that I carry to conference. That's true. Thanks.
Thank you.
And Robin, is that list going to be on the website? So if we were to look for items, we could just go to the website and we could look at your what you're selling?
I don't know where we would put it on the website. That certainly would be open for discussion with Renee and Robin, but certainly I can put the link in the Nike and in the communicator. I can certainly, you know, print it, put it out there, but that would be open for discussion of whether we can put a link on the website. But certainly we'll be doing all we can to get that information out wide and far.
Are there other questions on membership or communications or PR marketing?
I think we'll wind this meeting up. I want to thank everybody for coming. Feel free to contact any of us if you just want to chat and find out how your organization runs or what we've done to succeed. The next Zoom meeting will be on September 8th, and Robin Allen and her PPD group will be there. And they'll be working, of course, and talking with communications and marketing on how they can help our program, our PPD program, personal professional development, become more relevant. And then in November, Sue Beller and the advocacy committee will be on deck. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming and stay safe. If you've got a storm coming, and stay cool. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very-